AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump got a look at Westminster Abbey today with the help of Queen Elizabeth. Earlier, the president received a gun salute.
To the sounds of gun salutes, Donald Trump and his wife Melania were greeted at Buckingham Palace by the Queen and inspected by the Guard of Honor, worn by the Grenadier Guards wearing the traditional bearskin hats. The gun salute accompanying an official visit is one of the highest honours Britain can bestow on a foreign leader. The ceremony took place under clear blue skies on the spacious garden next to the 775-room palace. That's the official residence of the Queen. Charles de Ledesma, London.
But there were protests in London. The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, says President Trump's values are the complete opposite of London's values and is accusing the United States of undermining women's rights. On Twitter, the president called Khan a stone-cold loser who had done a terrible job as mayor. As trade talks get started between the U.S. and Mexico, Mexican officials are staging a counteroffensive to the U.S. threat to impose a 5% tariff on Mexico if there is not a crackdown on Central American migrants. Martha Barcena is the Mexican ambassador at the U.S.
Tariffs could cause financial and economic instability, which means that Mexico could reduce its capacity to address migration flows and to offer alternatives to the new migrants who have recently arrived in Mexico.
A missing Connecticut mother of five's estranged husband and his girlfriend are being held on $500,000 bail each after their first court appearances since being charged with evidence tampering and hindering prosecution. Jennifer Dulos has been missing for more than a week. She was last seen dropping off her children at school. A medical examiner says the remains of a child found in Arkansas last week are those of a missing 4-year-old Texas girl, Malia Davis. This is AP Radio News. Growth in manufacturing is slowing.
The manufacturing sector has grown for 33 straight months, but the rate of growth slowed in May. The Institute for Supply Chain Management says its manufacturing index dropped 0.7 points from April, but it remained above 50. Anything over 50 signals an expansion in manufacturing. Although productivity slumped in May, new orders and employment both improved. Several companies surveyed for the index say they're concerned about import taxes imposed by President Trump on China. Mike Hemp in Washington.
75 years after their predecessors, soldiers of the 101st Airborne Division played a game of football in Normandy to commemorate the dead on D-Day. General George Patton's granddaughter, Helen, was at this game.
And they divided up into the Screaming Eagles and the Sky Train. Those were the jumpers and the transporters.
But German resistance and counterattacks in the East at the time deprived them of the game. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.